Ernestus Jiminy Chold has now seized control of the airwaves. And he's about to give your ears a much-needed tune-up. Get ready for an all-new episode of The Mind's Ear. Right here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.3. Leave that dial alone.
Greetings, earlings. It's your old friend, Ernie Chold, here again with a new installment of The Mind's Ear. Tonight's program is strictly for the children. If you are an adult or insist upon identifying as one, I ask you to kindly change your dial to another station. Tonight, I will be sharing with you some of the world's best known and most beloved nursery rhymes. These rhymes are a part of the fabric of every child's existence from a very early age. We all know them, and we all love them. Tonight, however, we shall be looking at these nursery rhymes in a very different light, and presenting them to you in a way you have never heard them presented before. Mother Goose may be rolling over in her grave by the time this broadcast is complete, but that is no concern of ours, is it? The point here is to look at these treasured nursery rhymes with a fresh set of eyes, and to hear them with a fresh set of ears. So sit back, boys and girls, grab yourself a juice box, and keep your ears tuned to nursery rhymes, right here on Free Radio Santa Cruz. The Death and Burial of Poor Cock Robin. Who killed Cock Robin? I, said the sparrow, with my bow and arrow, I killed Cock Robin. Who saw him die? I, said the fly, with my little eye, I saw him die. Who caught his blood? I, said the fish, with my little dish, I caught his blood. Who'll make the shroud? I, said the beetle, with my thread and needle, I'll make the shroud. Who'll dig his grave? I, said the owl, with my little trowel, I'll dig his grave. Who'll be the parson? I, said the rook, with my little book, I'll be the parson. Who'll be the clerk? I, said the lark, if it's not in the dark, I'll be the clerk. Who'll carry the link? I, said the linnet, I'll fetch it in a minute, I'll carry the link. Who'll be chief mourner? I, said the dove, I mourn for my love, I'll be chief mourner. Who'll carry the coffin? I, said the kite, if it's not through the night, I'll carry the coffin. Who'll bear the pall? We, said the wren, both the cock and the hen, we'll bear the pall. Who'll sing a psalm? I, said the thrush, as she sat on a bush, I'll sing a psalm. Who'll toll the bell? I, said the bull, because I can pull, I'll toll the bell. All the birds of the air fell a-sighing and a-sobbing when they heard the bell toll for poor Cock Robin, while the cruel Cock Sparrow, the cause of their grief, was hung on a gibbet next day like a thief. Little Robin Redbreast. Little Robin Redbreast sitting on a pole, Needle Noddle went his head, and Poop went his hole. Little Robin Redbreast sat upon a tree, up went the pussycat, and down went he. Down came pussycat, away Robin ran, says Little Robin Redbreast, catch me if you can. Little Robin Redbreast jumped upon a wall. Pussycat jumped after him and almost got a fall. Little Robin chirped and sung, and what did Pussy say? Pussycat said mew, 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 and Robin jumped away. Little Robin Redbreast sat upon a rail. Needle Noble went his head, Wheedle Waggle went his tail. Little Robin Redbreast came to visit me. This is what he whistled, "Thank you for my tea." There was a lady all skin and bone. Sure, such a lady was never known. It happened upon a certain day, this lady went to church to pray. When she came to the church stile, there she did rest a little while. When she came to the churchyard, there the bells so loud she heard. When she came to the church door, she stopped to rest a little more. When she came the church within, the parson prayed against pride and sin. On looking up, on looking down, she saw a dead man on the ground. And from his nose unto his chin, the worms crawled out, the worms crawled in. Then she unto the parson said, "Shall I be so when I am dead?" Oh yes," the parson said, "you will be so when you are dead." Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod one night sailed off in a wooden shoe, sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. "Where are you going and what do you wish?" the old moon asked the three. "We have come to fish for the herring fish that live in this beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we," said Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. The old moon laughed and sang a song as they rocked in the wooden shoe, and the wind that sped them all night long ruffled the waves of dew. The little stars were the herring fish that lived in that beautiful sea. "Now cast your nets wherever you wish, never afraid are we," so cried the stars to the fishermen three, Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. All night long their nets they threw to the stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the skies came the wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. 'Twas all so pretty a sail, it seemed as if it could not be. And some folks thought 'twas a dream they dreamed of sailing that beautiful sea. But I shall name you the fishermen three, Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. Blinkin are two little eyes, and Nod is a little head, and the wooden shoe that sailed the skies is a wee one's trundle bed. So shut your eyes while mother sings of wonderful sights that be, and you shall see the beautiful things as you rock in the misty sea, where the old shoe rocked the fishermen three, Winkin, Blinkin, and Nod. There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a spider that wriggled and wiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a bird. How absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a cat. Fancy that, to swallow a cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady that swallowed a dog. What a hog to swallow a dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a cow. I don't know how she swallowed a cow. She swallowed the cow to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed a fly. Perhaps she'll die. There was an old lady who swallowed a horse. She's dead, of course. A man of words and not of deeds is like a garden full of weeds. And when the weeds begin to grow, it's like a garden full of snow. And when the snow begins to fall, it's like a bird upon the wall. And when the bird away does fly, it's like an eagle in the sky. And when the sky begins to roar, it's like a lion at the door. And when the door begins to crack, it's like a stick across your back. And when your back begins to smart, it's like a penknife in your heart. And when your heart begins to bleed, you're dead and dead and dead indeed. Bye, baby Bunting. Daddy's gone a-hunting. Gone to get a rabbit skin to wrap the baby Bunting in. Eber Weeper, chimney sweeper. Had a wife but couldn't keep her. Had another, didn't love her. Up the chimney he did shove her. Georgie Porgy, pudding and pie. Kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, Georgie Porgy ran away. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Hey diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon. The little dog laughed to see such craft, and the dish ran away with the spoon. The itsy bitsy spider climbed up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Out came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the itsy bitsy spider climbed up the spout again. Jack Sprat could eat no fat, his wife could eat no lean. And so between the two of them, they licked the platter clean. Little Boy Blue, come blow your horn. The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. But where is the boy who looks after the sheep? He's under a haystack, he's fast asleep. Will you awaken him? No, not I. For if I do, he's certain to cry. Needles and pins, needles and pins. When a man marries, his trouble begins. A wise old owl lived in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be like that wise old bird? If wishes were horses, beggars would ride. If turnips were watches, I'd wear one by my side. If ifs and ands were pots and pans, there'd be no work for tinker's hands. Little Tom Tucker sings for his supper. What shall we give him? White bread and butter. How shall he cut it without a knife? How will he be married without a wife? Jack and Jill went up the hill to fetch a pail of water. Jack fell down and broke his crown, and Jill came tumbling after. Up Jack got and home did trot as fast as he could caper, and went to bed and plastered his head with vinegar and brown paper. The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts all on a summer's day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them clean away. The King of Hearts called for the tarts and beat the knave full sore. The Knave of Hearts brought back the tarts and vowed he'd steal no more. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub, and who do you think they be? The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, and all of them out to sea. There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. She gave them some broth without any bread, then whipped them all soundly and put them to bed. I charge my daughters, every one, to keep good house while I am gone. You, and you, and especially you, or else I'll beat you black and blue. Die, pussy, die. Shut your little eye. When you wake, find a cake. Die, pussy, die. Here come I, little David Doubt. If you don't give me money, I'll sweep you all out. Money I want and money I crave. If you don't give me money, I'll sweep you all to the grave. I married a wife on Sunday. She began to scold on Monday. Bad was she on Tuesday. Middling was she on Wednesday. Worse she was on Thursday. Dead was she on Friday. Glad was I on Saturday night to bury my wife on Sunday. A long-tailed pig or a short-tailed pig, or a pig without any tail, a sow pig or a boar pig, or a pig with a curling tail. Take hold of his tail and eat off his head, and then you'll be sure the pig hawk is dead. Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye, 24 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was opened, the birds began to sing. Oh, wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? The king was in his counting house, counting out his money. The queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, hanging out the clothes, when down came a blackbird and pecked off her nose. Seesaw Marjorie Daw sold her bed and lay upon straw. Now wasn't she a silly slut to sell her bed and lie upon dirt? This is the knife with the handle of horn that killed the cock that crowed in the morn, that waked the priest all shaven and shorn, that married the groom all tattered and torn, unto the maiden all forlorn, that milked the cow, that sat on the dog, that killed the cat, that ate the rat, that turned the malt, that lay in the house that Jack built. There was a little girl who had a little curl right in the middle of her forehead. When she was good, she was very, very good. But when she was bad, she was horrid. Little Dickie Dilver had a wife of silver. He took a stick and broke her back and threw her in the river. I eat my peas with honey. I've done it all my life. They do taste kind of funny, but it keeps them on the knife. As I was going to St. Ives, I met a man with 7 wives. Each wife had 7 sacks. Each sack had 7 cats. Each cat had 7 kits. Kits, cats, sacks, and wives. How many were there going to St. Ives? Diddle, diddle, dumpling, my son John, went to bed with his breeches on, one shoe off and one shoe on. Diddle, diddle, dumpling, my son John. Cock-a-doodle-doo, my dame has lost her shoe. My master's lost his fiddlestick and knows not what to do. Yesterday upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there. He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away. When I came home last night at 3, the man was waiting there for me. But when I looked around the hall, I couldn't see him there at all. Go away, don't you come back anymore. Go away, and please don't slam the door. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor daughter a dress. But when she got there, the cupboard was bare, and so was her daughter, I guess. Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to fetch her poor dog a bone. But when she leaned over, old Rover, he drove her. The dog had a bone of his own. The rose is red, the violet's blue. Sugar sweet, and so are you. If you love me as I love you, no knife can cut our love in two. My love for you will never fail, as long as Pussy has her tail. It snows and it blows and it cuts off my nose. So pray, little girl, let me in. I'll light my pipe and warm my toes, and then I'll be gone again. Was a crooked man, and he walked a crooked mile. He found a crooked sixpence upon a crooked stile. He bought a crooked cat which caught a crooked mouse, and they all lived together in a crooked little house. What are little boys made of? Snips and snails and puppy dogs' tails. That's what little boys are made of. What are little girls made of? Sugar and spice and everything nice. That's what little girls are made of. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy went wee, 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 all the way home. There was a man so wise, he jumped into a bramble bush and scratched out both his eyes. And when he saw his eyes were out and reason to complain, he jumped into a quickset hedge and scratched them in again. There was an old woman, her name it was Peg. Her head was of wood and she wore a cork leg. The neighbors all pitched her leg into the water. Her leg was drowned first and her head followed after. Little General Monk sat upon a trunk, eating a crust of bread. There fell a hot coal and burnt into his clothes a hole. Now little General Monk is dead. Keep always from the fire. If it catch your attire, you too, like General Monk, will be dead. Solomon Grundy, born on Monday, christened on Tuesday, married on Wednesday, ill on Thursday, worse on Friday, died on Saturday, buried on Sunday. That is the end of Solomon Grundy. Little Miss Muffet, sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. Along came a spider who sat down beside her and frightened Miss Muffet away. Little Paul Parrot sat in his garret, eating toast and tea. A little brown mouse jumped into the house and stole it all away. Monday's child is fair of face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for a living. And the child that is born on the Sabbath day is bonny and blithe and good and gay. If you love me, pop and fly. If you hate me, lay and die. Old Abram Brown is dead and gone. You'll never see him more. He used to wear a long brown coat that buttoned down before. I went to the toad that lies under the wall. I charmed him out and he came at my call. I scratched out the eyes of the owl before. I tore the bat's wings. What would you have more? Johnny Armstrong killed a calf. Peter Henderson got the half. Willie Wilkinson got the head. Ring the bell, the calf is dead. Betty Pringle had a little pig. Not very little and not very big. When he was alive, he lived in clover. But now he's dead, and that's all over. So Billy Pringle, he laid down and cried. And Betty Pringle, she laid down and died. So there was an end of one, two, and three. Billy Pringle he, Betty Pringle she, and the Piggy Wiggy. Three crooked cripples went through Cripplegate, and through Cripplegate went three crooked cripples. A little old man and I fell out. How shall we bring this matter about? Bring it about as well as you can. Get you gone, you little old man. There was an old woman lived under a hill. She put a mouse in a bag and sent it to mill. The miller declared by the point of his knife, he never took toll of a mouse in his life. Snail, snail, shut out your horns. Father and mother are dead. Brother and sister are in the backyard, begging for barley bread. There was an old woman called Nothing at All, who rejoiced in a dwelling exceedingly small. A man stretched his mouth to its utmost extent, and down at one gulp house an old woman went. Bat, bat, come under my hat, and I'll give you a slice of bacon. And when I bake, I'll give you a cake, if I am not mistaken. And your mother went over the way. Said my mother to your mother, it's Chopper Nose Day. Barney Bodkin broke his nose. Without feet we can't have toes. Crazy folks are always mad. Want of money makes us sad. Birds of a feather flock together, and so will pigs and swine. Rats and mice will have their choice, and so will I have mine. My dear, do you know how a long time ago, two two poor little children whose names I don't know were stolen away on a fine summer's day and left in a wood, as I've heard people say. And when it was night, so sad was their plight, the sun it went down and the moon gave no light. They sobbed and they sighed and they bitterly cried, and the poor little things, they lay down and died. And when they were dead, the robin so red brought strawberry leaves and over them spread. And all day long they sung them this song, poor babes in the wood, poor babes in the wood. And don't you remember the babes in the wood? Girls and boys, come out to play, the moon doth shine as bright as day. Leave your supper and leave your sleep, and come with your playfellows into the street. Come with a whoop, come with a call, come with a goodwill or not at all. Up the ladder and down the wall, a halfpenny roll will serve us all. You find milk and I'll find flour, and we'll have a pudding in half an hour. Alligator pie, alligator pie, if I don't get some, I think I'm gonna die. Give away the green grass, give away the sky, but don't give away my alligator pie. Alligator stew, alligator stew, if I don't get some, I don't know what I'll do. Give away my furry hat, give away my shoe, but don't give away my alligator stew. Alligator soup, alligator soup, if I don't get some, I think I'm gonna droop. Give away my hockey stick, give away my hoop, but don't give away my alligator soup. One for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told, eight for a wish, nine for a kiss, 10 for a bird you must not miss. Good horses, bad horses, what is the time of day? 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, now fare you away.
You have been listening to The Mind's Ear on Free Radio Santa Cruz. The preceding program was entitled Nursery Rhymes. This program was produced by Ernestes Jiminichal. For more information, visit www.themindsear.com. Tune in next week for an all-new installment of The Mind's Ear, right here on Freak Radio 101.3 FM.
This song is just for you, little kitty. Now you sit here in my lap while we sing. Little pussy, her coat is so warm, and if I don't hurt her, she'll do me no harm. I'll sit by the fire and give her some food, and pussy will love me because I am good. Like that, little kitty? We'll sing it again for you now. I love little pussy, her coat is so warm, and if I don't hurt her, she'll